From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. From its earliest days, the 2012 presidential race has defied prediction. Three states have voted so far in this primary season, producing three different winners. One factor stands above all others in driving the dynamics of the race for the GOP nomination: televised debates. And there's another one tonight in Florida. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne has this look at the impact the debates have had and their unprecedented popularity.
First off, it seems inadequate to describe them simply as debates. They've actually been more like regular installments of a blockbuster TV series.
Ames, Iowa, on the campus of Iowa State University, and the Republican presidential debate.
There's been a mix of familiar characters, names like Romney and Gingrich, and the introduction of new political stars, including Congresswoman and Tea Party favorite Michelle Bachmann, who actually used a candidate's debate to announce her candidacy in June.
I filed today my paperwork to seek the office of the presidency of the United States today.
Bachmann did well in that debate. She surged in polls. For another candidate, though, former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, the same event brought trouble. He had been publicly attacking Mitt Romney and his Massachusetts health care law, using the term Obamacare. A catchy line, but Pawlenty wouldn't use it in the debate, prompting this from CNN's John King.
If it was Obamacare on Fox News Sunday, why is it not Obamacare standing here with the governor right there?
President Obama is the person who I quoted in saying he looked to Massachusetts for designing his program. He's the one who
Pawlenty
said it's
offered
a
long explanation, but in an instant, so he was labeled not tough enough. He never recovered. There were others more than ready to grab the spotlight.
This is why I have proposed my bold plan of 999.
Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain had a very simple, oft-repeated message.
That's why my 999 plan is a bold solution.
Thanks to the debates, Cain too rose to the top in polls, even with little time spent in Iowa and New Hampshire. Voters have clearly been paying attention. Andy Kohut of the Pew Research Center notes that in December, 4 years ago, one-third of likely GOP primary voters said they'd watched one or more debates.
In January of 2012, that percentage is 47%, a very, very big increase.
One big reason is that GOP voters this year are enthusiastic about the election, that they're hungry for information about the candidates. But Kohut also says the debates themselves have delivered the goods.
Virtually all of the important moments in this campaign have occurred on these debate stages.
Just ask Texas Governor Rick Perry, who entered the race as an instant front runner, but seemed unprepared in debates, hitting the low point of his entire campaign in November.
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. The third one I can't. Sorry. Oops.
Perry never recovered, but he did stay in the race. And weeks later forced his multimillionaire rival Mitt Romney into an awkward moment of his own. The topic again was health care.
You know what? You've raised that before, Rick. And you're simply wrong.
It was true then.
No.
It is true now.
Rick, I'll tell you what. $10,000? $10,000 bet?
I'm not in the betting business.
Moment and Romney's more recent handling of the issue of his tax returns have put him on the defensive. Early on, the debate stage was so crowded, some candidates complained they barely got a chance to talk. Senator Rick Santorum grumbled about that back in November.
I'm not done yet.
Thank you.
I'm not done yet. I've only been able to answer one question, unlike everybody else here. So let me just finish what I'm saying.
Right.
We need to repeal Obamacare.
Getting noticed hasn't been a problem for Congressman Ron Paul, though often it's because he's so far from the rest of the field on issues such as defense policy and national security. Last week, he criticized the killing of Osama bin Laden.
Just think, Adolf Eichmann was captured. He was given a trial. What's wrong with capturing people? Why didn't we try to get some information from him? You know, we're accustomed to asking people questions.
The audience reaction?
Supporting America.
Speaker Gingrich.
Debate audiences have been another character in the drama, cheering or jeering, answers and questions. No candidate has taken advantage of that like Newt Gingrich. A classic example came in South Carolina last week. The moderator asked about a claim by one of Gingrich's ex-wives that he wanted an open marriage.
Would you like to take some time to respond to that?
No, but I will.
Then came this.
I think the destructive, vicious, negative nature
of much of the news media makes it harder to govern this country, harder to attract decent people to run for public office. And I am appalled that you would begin a presidential debate on a topic like that.
In that single moment, Gingrich carried the day. 48 hours later, he won the South Carolina primary. He had the debate and the opportunity it created to thank. Don Gagne, NPR News.